Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Man, the choir was amazing tonight. Now, recording because there's no band. There's a band performance going on in the auditorium tonight, so we have no pep band tonight. Here's public address announcer Jeff Lamb.
Number two, J.P. Schilling. Number three, Kyle Billings. Number 12, Carter Chance. And number 24, Lucas Austin. Golden Warriors are coached by Ryan Vasquez.
And we'll have the Silver Streaks starting lineup in a moment with the historic video to play. That's the Sterling starters, 5-1 of the Golden Warriors. Three keys to the game here tonight, Jason. What do you know the Streaks? What are you looking for from Galesburg tonight?
Well, first off, I think we need to try to get going early. We've had a couple rough starts the last couple games. Get going early, try to get some easy buckets. Get after defensively. You know, we got to turn our D into O like offense like we did early in the Turkey tournament. And when we got our first couple wins, get after them defensively, turn that in, get some easy buckets off our defense. And lastly, we've harped on it all the way, limit the turnovers. Like we said, if we can get them turnovers down to about 15, we got a chance to stay in this game.
And that'll be an ongoing conversation, I'm sure, as we see that develop. You know,
like I said, let's take care of the rock and let's go and let's go get a win tonight.
Fighting Illini at halftime, leading Texas, number two Texas. Second-ranked team in the country, 37-34. So if you're tuning in thinking we thought we'd be getting Illinois basketball on the air tonight, sorry. Well, we got Silver Streaks basketball in the Western Big Six Conference, game two of the season, and hopefully game two of the conference season. The Silver Streaks trying to get back to the 500 mark, coming in at 2-3 overall and 0-1 in conference play. Reminder, Silver Streaks then hit the road again Friday night as they'll head to United Township High School. Both of these games this week winnable, but not easy by any stretch. No, Streaks have to play well.
There's never an easy night in the Western Big Six.
So we're about ready for the Streaks starting lineups. You heard the front five for the Warriors at 5-1. Let's go back to public address announcer Jeff Lamb for the Silver Streaks starters
and
tonight.
And now the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Time to play the game!
A 5'9 junior guard, number 5, Ian Dominique. A 6'3 senior guard, number 12, Easton Steck. A 6'3 junior forward, number 15, Chase Keith. A 6'2 junior guard, number 20, Aiden Almaker. And a 6'6 senior forward, number 32, Carter Clary. The Streaks are coached by Chad Thompson.
Again, the starting five for Sterling. Andre Claver, a 6'3 junior. J.P. Schilling, a 6-foot senior. A name very familiar to us throughout the years against these Warriors. Kyle Billings, a 6-foot senior. Carter Chance, a 6'2 junior. And Lucas Austin, a 6'7 junior, who can really hit from the outside when he gets hot. As Jason mentioned, Streaks won 2 out of 3 against the Warriors. The only game they lost was down at Taylorville, Streaks won the two conference games last year and win the tip here tonight. Galesburg 52-24 all time against these Golden Warriors.
Sterling comes out in a little man-to-man tonight.
We expect to see a lot of zone, but at least not on the first possession. Stack, left side. Keith gets an open look from the wing and hits, and the Streaks strike first. And maybe that keys that fast start, Jason, that you're talking about.
Very good. Very good way to start the basketball game. Get a nice wide open three, easy bucket.
Schilling up top with a kick into the left corner, the miss. Rebound taken away, down low. Offensive rebound put back by Austin. So he can hit from the outside, but he can also knock him down and control the boards from the inside. 3-2, Galesburg by one. Steck, right corner, Almaguer again getting the start for Geno Williams tonight. Clary double team down low, the kick out. Keith drives, skids a little bit, maintains the pivot foot though. Now gives off to Steck, works his way, curling around to the right side, into the corner, Keith pulls it back out. Clary up top, left side Dominique. Ian was scoreless in the Moline game, that certainly didn't help.
Streak showing much better patience here early in the going tonight.
Keith drives, the kick out. Clary the jumper, 14 feet away, miss. Tipped rebound into the hands of Billings. Here comes Sterling on the run. Billings into the left corner. Chance passes up the three over to Schilling for three. He hits it from behind the arc. Deep shot from the wing, and it's 5-3. Sterling on top now. Firing it across midcourt. Steck taking it all the way. Scoops it up. A little bit strong. Clary with the offensive.
That a baby, Carter.
We're tied at five. Like the aggressiveness by Easton. Just couldn't finish off the shot, but Clary there for the putback, his first points. Schilling around a screen from Austin. Tries to drive now, gets around Ian, down to the low blocks, basket and a foul.
Schilling has a nice little burst to him going to his right. Nice finish at the rim.
Almaguer picks up his first foul. Schilling doubles as a quarterback for the Golden Warriors during football season. They rotated quarterbacks in and out. When they needed to throw the ball, Schilling was the guy, but he could also pass it. And he misses the free throw. Steck with the rebound. Galesburg down two here early, 7-5. Up top, Keith outside the volleyball line, right side. Picks up his dribble, all over him, Billings. And now a reach and got him with the lower body, I think. Billings just kind of stuck the lower half into the lower half of Keith out high, and that drew the foul. Billings is solidly built, listed at 6'185".
Yeah, you can definitely tell these kids play football. They are put together.
Ryan Vasquez talked about that, said it may be Christmas before they get their legs under them. Here's a missed three off the wing by Steck. Austin with a rebound, who's got two boards early for Sterling. A little hesitation dribble by Schilling again. He just makes space for himself down the left side of the lane, and he scores again with seven of Sterling's first 9 points.
Yeah, he's a crafty player.
Warriors by five. Dominique loses the handle on the ball. Sterling reached in, knocked it loose. Keith dives on the floor, but the ball trickles out of bounds, and there is Galesburg's first turnover. Well, unlike the open court turnovers that allow Sterling possibly to get down court, this is an out-of-bounds play, so at least the Streaks can set up their half-court defense.
Yes, it gives Galesburg a chance to stop the breakout of Sterling.
The kick out from Austin, the give to Claver, cut off in the baseline, trying to get around Steck, fires it into the corner, three by Billings, a little bit long, but the weak side rebound over to Austin, his third board, trying to post up on Clary, can't get a shot, kicks it back out. 9-5 Sterling, Warriors with the ball. Hand off right side, Claver found an opening in the lane, up and in with a left hand as he got in front of the basket. So Galesburg, after scoring the first basket of the game, a three-pointer, has seen Sterling going on an 11-2 run. Now Keith nearly travels with the ball, gets it away to Steck, who drives, got hit in
nice
the head,
pass,
and count the basket. He finished it off, got popped on the head, driving down the left side of the lane, and Easton's got a chance at a three-point play. First foul of the game on Lucas Austin, second against Sterling.
Carter did a good job of catching that ball and looking opposite and found Easton cutting with a nice finish to the left.
That was after Keith nearly turned the ball over two different times. Bringing it up midcourt, he juggled the ball, kicked it onto the floor, chased it down, maybe got away with a travel after that. Steck finishes off the three throw, and that kind of cancels the bleeding for a moment. 11-8, Streaks down three, and a 30-second timeout called by Galesburg with Geno Williams and Nolan Carl into the game for the first time tonight.
Streaks got off to a decent start here tonight. This is much better than the last two games.
Well, certainly they can't allow themselves to get down and hang their heads. Sterling went on a nice little 11-2 run, but the Streaks have answered with that three-point play by Steck.
Yeah, I think the Streaks have done a good job, and I think they feel like they can play with Sterling, and they you can see that here in the early going.
Well, and again, looking back at last year, we had two really tight games with these Warriors. Galesburg won an absolute battle up at Musgrove Fieldhouse early in the season, 65-61, and really played very, very well down the stretch in that game to secure the victory. When it was winning time, that varsity experience really came through, and Jeremiah Babers played an outstanding final few minutes to secure the win. Then the Streaks lost by one down at Taylorville, and then just dismantled the Warriors at home, 73-48.
Yeah, in the home game, Easton had 13 last year as one of the few Galesburg players that actually got good minutes in that game last year that is on the team this year.
Missed three by Billings. Steck with a rebound. Now the Streaks give it up. Sterling at the other end. Quick up and in, and there's a turnover that leads directly to points. Claver down to the left side, banks it up and in with the left hand. So two Galesburg turnovers. That one leads to points. 13-8, Sterling by five. We're halfway through quarter number one. Carl gives off to Steck. Now puts the ball on the floor, working his way left to right, and an illegal screen set out high by Clary. And there's a third Galesburg turnover. First foul of the game on Clary. And the team fouls are even at two now.
Yeah, Easton came off that screen just a little too high. He's got to get more into Carter's shoulder and come off that screen so Carter doesn't have to lean out and set that illegal screen.
He's watching a college game. And that was exactly one of the things they talked about in that particular game. But sometimes the illegal screen is against the ball handler,
yes.
Not so much the player setting the screen. It's because the ball handler doesn't take advantage of the positioning of it well enough. I think that's what happened there. I agree with you. Right side, Billings in the corner. The pump fake, the curl to the left. Misses a 15-foot jumper. Clary with a rebound. Streaks down five, trying to get back into it. Gino cut off, pulls it back out. Clary, left side Steck from the wing for three, short. Rebound under the basket, Kyle Billings. His second board for Sterling. Outlet, layup, Claver. Sterling beat the Streaks down court, and it's a seven-point Sterling lead.
Fast shots are going to lead out to easy breakouts.
Something Chad Thompson talked about with us in the pregame. It wasn't just the turnovers. Sometimes it was just poor shot selection up at Moline that allowed Moline to get those runouts. Here's a foul with Carl on the inside. Nolan thought he was going to be shooting free throws, but the officials saw it otherwise. Cale Ryan, who just came into the game for Sterling, draws the foul.
The Streaks don't have a lot of room for error on the offensive end. They got to be patient on the offensive end.
Gina will inbound into the corner. Dominique stutter steps, bounces it in. Easton turnaround, tough shot off the rim. Rebound tipped by Clary, the chase down by Ryan. Streaks trying to create a loose ball, and they can't get anything out of it. Sterling at the other end, quick three from the corner. Short, rebound tipped out to Williams. Gino on the run now after the miss by Austin, and a tip from behind caused him to travel. Four Galesburg turnovers. 2:43 to go, opening quarter. 7-point Sterling lead here early at 15-8. Ryan inbounds. Ryan with that heavily braced right knee. He missed a season of football due to an ACL injury. So that one is much protective as anything. He has it now on the left wing. Into the corner it goes. The fake by Austin. Pulls it back out. Now has it at the high post. Shoots from the top of the arc. Missed it. He can hit from outside. And the Streaks can't control the rebound. It's deflected out to Claver. Now he'll shoot the left-handed three. Way off the mark. Another long rebound. A scramble for it. Again, it's Claver who comes up with it. Now Sterling in the lane. The head and shoulder fake and the lean-in layup by Caden Phillips from the left side. It's a 9-point Sterling lead. It's 17-8. Coming out of the Galesburg timeout, Sterling has scored six straight with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Carl splits the defenders. Kicks it into the corner. Gino falls down. Knocked out of bounds by Sterling.
Yeah, we got to keep the ball out of the corners. Teams are aggressive in the corners. They come to trap. Gino tried to split two guys there. Luckily, kept the basketball in our possession.
Yeah, Streaks got a break there. Gino fell down. The ball was free, but Sterling poked a hand out going for the steal and ended up deflecting it out of bounds. Now poked away from Gino again. Saves it on the sideline. Trapped. Somebody's got to be open. It's Ian. Can they find him? They do now. The long three from the wing. Off the mark. And a foul underneath the basket against Galesburg. Clearing out. That'll be against Gino Williams as he knocked Caden Phillips to the floor going for the offensive rebound. A That's three team fouls each. Minute 35 to go. Quarter number one, 9 point Sterling lead. And the Warriors looking to build it to double figures here in quarter number one. Phillips to the right side, now into the corner it goes to Ryan. Bounce pass down low. Phillips goes around, or Schilling rather, goes around Gino with a quick drop step, spins to the baseline. He has nine, and there is that double-digit lead now at 19-8.
That was a nice move there. It's an advantage when your guard can post up and make a move like that.
Carl drives too strong. The tip out to Easton. Air ball. Rebound Claver. Here comes Sterling. Splitting the defender. Streaks poke it free. Austin picks it up. Into the corner. The kick out. Schilling hits another one. He's got 12 in the first quarter, and it's 22-8. Sterling by 14. 50 seconds to go for the quarter. Easton across midcourt. Into the corner. Dominique. Pulls it back out.
Streaks need a good possession here. Need to get back in this game.
Boy, don't they. Down the right side of the lane. Clary in traffic. Blocked by Austin. Trying to rip the ball away. And a foul. They're going to get a reach in on Gino. Or we're going to get Clary with more of the body. Clary trying to get out of the traffic. Getting over to Gino to help him out. Gino's going to get called for the foul. His second. Four team fouls. Two on Williams. That gets Jace Keith back into the game with 33 seconds to go, quarter number one, and a 14-point Sterling lead.
That's two games in a row. Gino's been in foul trouble here in the early going.
And Dominique, 30 seconds away from another scoreless quarter, which does not help the streaks. He's well covered up, doing everything he can just to get an open look.
Yeah, you shoot the ball as well as he does. You know, opposing team scouting reports are going to focus on him first pretty much every night.
Sterling likely to hold for the final shot here. This is Ryan with it on the outside. Schilling steals a glance over at the clock. 10 seconds to go. Dribbling right to left. He's going to shoot with 8 seconds to go. Top of the arc. That was just too easy. He was deep, but the screen freed him up. And the streaks aren't even going to be able to get off a shot. 25-8 Sterling after one. They're on pace to score 100 through the first 8 minutes. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for health care that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Inspired by Rush, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
One quarter gone at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels here, joined by Sam Statiski, who's shadowing us and learning the hard ways of doing this here early on. A rough start for the Silver Streaks. That's five tough quarters in a row. The Moline game with the Streak slots 91-32 on Friday night. Galesburg went scoreless in the fourth quarter, didn't make a shot, and now trail 25-8 after one here at home against Sterling, and the Warriors have the ball to begin quarter number two. Warriors on a 14-0 run, ending the final about 4:45 of that first quarter, shutting out the streaks. A jumper at the free throw line short by Carter Chance. Jace Keith with the rebound. Now Sterling shot the lights out in the first quarter. We hope that they can't keep that up all night. See if the streaks can defensively can slow them down. Got to stop on the opening. Now the streaks need points.
Got to stay patient. Got to stay patient.
Al McGuire back in, throws the ball away. Now the officials are going to check. Did anybody deflect it? No, they did not. Al McGuire just threw it behind and out of range. Carter's making the argument for a tip. The officials talk it over. We had a good look at it up here. It clearly was not.
Yeah,
and that is the right call.
I appreciate Carter trying, though. You always got to try. You always got to try to get the refs to change their mind.
So stats heavily in favor of Sterling, as is the most important one. That's the one on the board at 25-8. Second possession for the Warriors here in the second quarter. Schilling has lit up the streaks. He turned around jumper from the left side and drains another one. He hasn't missed a shot. The only shot he's missed in this game is from the free throw line of all places. He has 14, and the lead is 19, 27-8. Carter, high post, gives over to Ian. Shoots around a screen, airballs it. Didn't even hit the front of the rim. Billings with a rebound, out with it for Sterling. Pulls up at the left wing with a hesitation dribble. Now kicks it out. Swing it to the right side. Schilling, a wide open look. Finally missed one. Rebound. Clary couldn't control it. It's out of bounds back to Sterling.
Well, that's a win that the kid finally missed a shot. Let's build off his streaks.
But Sterling maintains possession. Inbounds to Schilling. Same spot on the right wing. Spins to the baseline. Kicks it back out. Passing up the three. Chance. Drives. It goes over to Austin, who pulls up, and he hits from 17 feet out. Even the mid-range jumpers are going down here, and Sterling's lead is 21 as they've scored 18 in a row. 6:20 to go for the half.
Yeah, 18-0 runs are never good in the game of basketball.
Illinois down 2 to Texas, 46-44 that game in the second half. Carter finds some position in the lane. Shot won't go down. Rebound tipped out by Sterling. Streaks get it back. Carter did a nice job clearing some space on the inside. And I think by the time he made his way to the basket, maybe he ended up being a little more open than he thought. He just couldn't finish it off. But the Streaks do get it back. 29-8, Sterling. And a foul on the inbound. Easton outside the high post. A little bump by Andre Claver. That's about the least physical thing we've seen all night long. And Claver out in front of everybody with Easton going high to pull in that inbounds pass. It was a pretty easy call.
Yeah, Sterling definitely has that football player feel to their game. And they have for years, even when we played back in 98. They were always a very physical basketball team.
Jace drives. Did everything he could just to find some position, but he couldn't finish off the shot. Rebound tipped out to Carter Chance, who takes it into the front court. Streaks have not scored since the 4:44 mark of the first quarter. We're at 5:44 to go here in the second quarter. And they trail by 21 into Austin. Goes around Almaguer. The give to Billings drives in. Contact. Banks it in with the left hand. And an and one. 31-8 Sterling. First basket of the game for Kyle Billings. And they'll get a chance at a three-point play on the foul from Nolan Carl. Five team fouls on the Streaks. Billings to the line. Good. It's a 24-point Sterling lead.
Yeah, Streaks need a bucket in the worst way. They got to avoid these long runs by opposing teams.
Nolan drives, finds his way to the basket. Too strong off the backboard. Billings the rebound. Sterling on the outlet, chasing it down baseline. Made Schilling alter his shot on the reverse layup of the offensive rebound. Easy putback for Lucas Austin. That forces a Galesburg timeout, 34-8. Quick basket on one end, a miss. Quick basket attempt leads to an outlet at the other end. Secondary break. It's 34-8 Sterling and a full timeout by Galesburg with 5:17 to go here in the first half on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Illinoisans, if you're on Medicare or Medicare Advantage, this message is for you. How much you pay next year for prescription drugs and other out-of-pocket expenses may be changing. By December 7th, make sure you review your options and find a Medicare Part D plan that works for you. Go to aarp.org/Medicare and use the Medicare question and answer tool to get started. That's aarp.org/Medicare, paid for by AARP.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
5:17 to go, first half. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessel, Sam Satiski with you from John Field Gymnasium. 34-8 is the Sterling lead. Fighting Illini now trailing number 2 Texas 50-44. Under 13:40 to go, second half in that game. Galesburg ball coming out of the full timeout. Geno Williams to inbound to Nolan Carl, along with Steck Almaguer and Ian Dominique. Nolan will bring it across midcourt. Almaguer comes out high. The wing, Geno, into Easton. Turnaround jumper, fade away from the baseline, in and out. Tough shot, couldn't finish. Trevor Deer into the game. Trevor Deer, D-I-R for Sterling. Got some hunters out there who might be thinking a different kind of deer. Here's a miss by Billings from the wing. Chased down, another offensive rebound. Claver picks up the loose ball.
That's Claver's third offensive rebound of the game already.
And a 26-point lead for Sterling. Warriors looking for more. Claver trying to use a screen out high. Just works around it, taking it right at Dominique. Can't finish off the shot. Williams the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Now turns it over. Stolen away by Sterling. And the easy lay-in by Claver. They are attacking Geno every time he touches the ball. They're doing everything they can to disrupt his dribble and his offense. Has it out high. Deer actually backs off him a little bit. Dominique with it on the left side. Guarded by Schilling. Up top, Almaguer takes it right at Billings. In the lane, tries a turnaround jumper, reach in, poked away. Seven Galesburg turnovers. Outlet, and Sterling overthrows themselves. Jason, am I mistaken? That is the first Sterling turnover. Sam says yes.
First turnover of the game for him.
So halfway through the second quarter, Sterling finally commits a turnover. Their lead is 28, and the Silver Streaks have gone 8-plus minutes without a point. It was 11-8. It's now 36-8. Galesburg called a timeout at 4:44 to go in the first quarter, and they haven't scored since.
Yeah, 25-0 runs are bad.
Dominique up top to Taylen Davis, who's checked in for Galesburg. Chad Thompson just trying to find somebody to give this team some life. Carl left out high, drives, runs into Austin, somehow gets the shot up, and at 3:41 to go in the second quarter, Galesburg finally scores. And an off-balance in the lane shot falling down. Kyle Billings gets it up with a left hand right in front of the basket, but falling down, he just flipped it up. Now Carl with a drive, the dish to Clary, who got fouled, and Carter will shoot two free throws.
I do not know how he finished that.
That was one of those, I'm falling down, I'm just going to throw it up toward the basket.
Incredible finish.
Clary to the line, 1 for 3 from the free throw line this season. First foul of the game on Deer for Sterling. First free throw by Clary up and in. He's got 3 points.
Good looking stroke from Carter at the line tonight.
He's got nice soft hands. Allows him to receive the ball well in the paint. And you've talked also, Jason, about his passing ability, how good it is for a man in the middle for the Streaks. Misses a second free throw, and now Nolan Carl fouls over the back of Cale Ryan. That's a second on Nolan. 16 foul on the Streaks, 3:20 to go first half. Next one obviously puts Sterling into the bonus. Into the front court, Schilling, right side. Austin gives it back to Schilling. Head and shoulder fake, trying to weave through a couple of defenders. Got knocked off balance. Somehow the ball stays in bounds, and it's Davis who finally is able to control it for the Silver Streaks. Second Sterling turnover. Nolan into the front court. He'll be guarded by Claver. Free throw line. Clary drives, poked away. Reach in by Deer, stealing it away. Down the right side of the lane. Claver alters, fakes right, goes left. Able to get off a shot with a left hand. It's 40-11, Sterling. Driving. Almaguer.
Nice
little teardrop shot on the right baseline. His first basket of the
game. Oh, look at the run out. That's just too easy.
Too easy by Claver at the other end, who's suddenly in double figures. He has 12. And it's 42-13. Final 2:15 to go here in the first half. The Streaks haven't slowed Sterling down very much here. Warriors put up 25 in the first quarter. They got 17 here in the second quarter. The pass into the corner. Davis from the wing into Clary. Double team. The kick out. Back to Taylen. He'll shoot the three. Funny rotation on that shot. Ends up coming up short. Cale Ryan the rebound. I don't know if somebody got a hand on that or if it just came off his fingers wrong. Definitely did not have the rotation that it needed. Now under the basket, the run up, and Schilling can't finish. Carter Clary with his third rebound for the Streaks. Nolan driving down to the right side. Somebody got him up high with a reach in. That'll be a foul, and Nolan will go to the line with a minute 39 to go in the half.
Nolan seems much more aggressive going to the hoop tonight. Instead of looking to get everybody else involved, he's looking to finish much more tonight.
Speaking of Nolan, congratulations. He committed this week to Upper Iowa University to continue his football career in college.
Congratulations.
So congratulations to Nolan. Misses the free throw here. Second one coming, though. 42-13. Minute 39 to play for the half. Clary out. Keith back in. Williams in. Dominique, Almaguer, and Carl at the line to the second free throw coming. Foul, by the way, on Ryan was his second. Missed the second free throw, but it's Almaguer who gets the rebound and the Streaks with another shot at it. Nolan gives it to Aiden in the corner, and he hits a three. Aiden with five, all in this quarter. 42-16, Sterling. Now the Streaks there force a turnover. Carl down the lane, got pushed in the back. Can't finish off the shot with a back to the basket going up for the reverse. A little push by Claver, and in the backcourt, a turnover by Sterling, a rare one, and the Streaks trying to put a little burst here together here late in the half with a minute 21 to go.
Yeah, we're going to have to make a heck of a run here in the next couple quarters to get back in this basketball game.
Nolan right back at the line where he just missed two, and the first one is off the back iron. 8 points in the quarter for the Streaks, doubling their first quarter total. Still a minute 21. Need to get some points here with the clock stopped. And the second one is off the mark. And an easy rebound for Lucas Austin, who stepped in, got his fifth in this first half. Now the ball batted out of bounds by the Streaks. Just at least disrupting the offense here. Almaguer reached in, got a hand on it. Minute 14 to go for the half. Fighting Illini down six to number two, Texas. The media timeout, under 12 minutes to play in the half, and a wide open three from the wing, Claver. Nobody anywhere near him, and he just drained it.
Yeah, that's just a blown assignment by the Streaks defense.
Dominique on the right wing. He can't get a shot off to save his life right now. Gino, dry, steps past a man, too strong on the shot, and Nolan somehow squeaked between two Sterling players, got a hand on the offensive rebound and got fouled, and he'll go right back to the line. Come on, Nolan, knock a couple of these down, get your confidence back. Caden Phillips on the foul.
Looking over at the Streaks bench, there's just not a whole lot of energy on the bench, and they're over there, a couple guys with their heads down. They're going to have to pick up the energy.
Nolan misses again, 0 for 5 in the quarter. Came into the game 5 for 14. Second one, he can't even get a friendly roll on that one. Did everything but drop through the rim. And the rebound by Sterling. Final 45 seconds of a rough first half for the Silver Streaks. Coming off a brutal loss on Friday night. Haven't done much to turn things around here so far tonight. Little hesitation dribble out high by Claver. He's just doing everything he wants against the Silver Streaks right now. He's got 11 in the quarter, 17 for the game to match J.P. Schilling for scoring honors.
Streaks D just non-existent here in the second quarter.
Keith inside the free throw line, leans in, got a step to the basket, and a finger roll bank shot off the backboard. He's got five in the game, 47-18. 12 seconds to go, Sterling to hold for the final shot. Into the hands of Schilling. Working his way left to right along the volleyball line. Claver comes out for it. Now Schilling. 2 seconds to go. Trying to shake and bake. Shoots over Gino. Airballed it. That's the end of the half. What a half it was for the visiting Warriors here at John Thiel Gymnasium. 47-18 at the half. We'll come back, take a look at the first half statistics, the individual scoring numbers. We'll check Twitter, see what else is happening in the Western Big Six Conference tonight. And we'll get a word from the coaching staff as well. Sterling by 29 at the break on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next concrete project.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools.
It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at John Field Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels here. GHS junior Sam Satiski helping us out with stats here. All right, we're going to compare numbers here as we get to our halftime numbers. The most important number is the one on the scoreboard. And Jason, man, it's ugly.
It's
Streaks down
pretty.
29 at the half, 47-18. And how do you turn this around? I mean, you just got to come out and.
Yeah, I think you go back to the drawing board and you get back to basics. I mean, you got to find something you do well and try to execute it as much as possible.
Which hasn't been easy. Now, the Streaks have cut down the turnovers, 8.5, which if we extend that out for the game, that would be 16, 5 under their average of 21. You talked about trying to get that number down to 15, so 16 would be okay. But
yeah,
still, again, the quality of the turnovers. But I don't think that's so much the story tonight as much as I feel like the Silver Streaks have almost just got sped up too much, trying to attack the basket too quickly and then not getting off the shots that we really want. Shot selection, I think, has been a little rushed. And consequently, Sterling takes that secondary break.
Talk about a little bit here early in the first half. The Streaks got to stop rushing. They got to take care of the basketball. We're going to have to slow down and play our game. Like you said, they speed us up and we take bad shots.
So let's take a look at our halftime statistics, brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Shooting numbers, first half, I have the Silver Streaks 7 out of 21. Oh, that's Sterling, right? 61%? Yeah. Silver Streaks, meanwhile, 7 out of 21, so that's 33%. I can even figure that one out in my head. 2 out of 8 from three-point range. And the Silver Streaks, 2 out of 9 at the free throw line. Galesburg got out rebounded in the first half, 20-12. Sterling, meanwhile, 21 of 34 for 61%. 3-point shooting, 4 out of 13. Warriors only 1 of 2 from the free throw line. And turnovers, 3 for the Warriors, 8 for the Silver Streaks. Take a break, come back, look at the individual scoring. We'll get a word with the coaching staff as well. 47-18 Sterling at the half. Fighting Illini down to number 2, Texas, 54-46. 10 minutes to go in the game there. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
The road of life can be rough for you and your new car. Potholes attack your tires. Rocks and door dings leave their marks. But you have an advantage. The Yem Advantage program comes with every new vehicle from Yem Automotive Group in Galesburg, covering dents and dings, your tires and wheels, even key protection for 1 year at no cost to you. When it comes to protecting what's important to you, you've got an advantage when you trust Yem Automotive Group, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Some restrictions apply.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Nick Isher from WGIL. Are you a veteran who needs a ride to the Iowa City VA Hospital? The Galesburg Veterans Van makes the trip there every Wednesday and Thursday. Just call them a week in advance to reserve your spots. There is no charge. Find the number to call on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Short-Term Respite Care, available at Hawthorne Inn Assisted Living in Galesburg, to give you a much-needed break from the demands of caregiving for a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia. Mostly cloudy, overnight low 30, patchy fog early on tomorrow morning, otherwise partly sunny, high of 46, low of 32 tomorrow night. Thursday, mostly cloudy, rain likely afternoon with a high of 43, and more rain likely Thursday night. In downtown Galesburg, it's 38 at WGIL.
Stay connected with local news headlines in your email inbox with the WGIL Morning Brief. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. Late first half, United Township leading Rock Island 23-14. Quincy, not really a surprise, leading Alleman. End of the third quarter there, 60-22. And here's a score for you. Simeon, of course, out of the Chicago Public League, beat Morgan Park tonight, 104-31. Morgan Park, of course, has a tremendous basketball tradition, but we thought the Silver Streaks loss the other night was tough, and it was. But yeah, 102-31, Simeon with a victory there. Moline will play Simeon later this year. Streaks are back out, ready to warm up here in the second half, and we'll get a word from the coaching staff here in just a moment. Individual scoring really quickly. Andre Claver and J.P. Schilling each lead Sterling with 15. Lucas Austin with 6. Kyle Billings has 5. Caden Phillips, 2. For the Silver Streaks, Jace Keith and Aiden Almaguer each lead with 5. Easton Steck, Carter Clary with 3 apiece. Nolan Carl has 2. Silver Streaks trail at the break, 47-18. Let's go down half court side. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Jason Wessels here with assistant coach Eric Thompson of the Streaks. Coach, what are you guys talking about at halftime here as you trail, what is it, by 29 here going into the third?
You know, this is when the expression comes in when we say, you know, go out and make the first punch. Sterling came out tonight and made the first punch against us, and we're stumbling to get back up. They pretty much out-toughed us at every aspect of the game, whether it's loose balls or rebounds. It's just kind of getting back to hustle plays like that and also getting to the rim. Every time we've gone to the rim, we've gotten fouled or we've scored. But it's something we've really gotten away from, shooting a lot of fadeaways. Just playing pretty soft, playing soft all around.
All right, Coach, second half getting ready to start here, so I'll let you get back to it. Thanks as always.
Thank you, sir.
Team came out a little bit late from the locker room, late in terms of how much time was left on the halftime clock. So an indication there in terms of the discussion that took place in the locker room, and certainly if Chad Thompson and his coaching staff are talking about they're playing tougher than us, that is not going to be the locker room is not going to be a pleasant place to be. Easton Steck from the left corner airballs a three to start the second half. Billings with his fifth rebound for Sterling. Outlet pass, turnaround jumper, good by Carter Chance. His first basket of the game, 49-18, Sterling with a 31-point lead. So a quick shot by the Silver Streaks, a quick miss, and a quick answer at the other end. Clary with a jumper from the outside misses. Billings chases down rebound number 6. Another quick shot by the Streaks. Another one and done. A dribble drive, a basket, a foul. J.P. Schilling's got an and one, and Sterling has cracked the 50-point mark with 7:22 to go here in this very early stage of the second half. Almaguer picks up foul number 2. Schilling with 19, looking for his 20th point. One of his rare misses in the first half was from the free throw line, but he doesn't do so there. And it's up to a 34-point lead now at 52-18. Dominique, Almaguer, Steck, Clary, and Keith for the Silver Streaks. Ian drives, tries to scoop it up, missed it. Saved under the basket by Schilling, but he saves it to Clary, who puts it up and in. Break for the Streaks. Schilling falling out of bounds, had no opportunity to do anything with the ball, and the Streaks take advantage of it. Schilling cut off on the left side, back up top to Claver. Claver and Schilling each led Sterling with 17 first half points. We're a minute 10 into the third quarter. Austin, the kick out. Claver with a catch, the quick release, and the air ball. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Billings, trying to take it away from Keith, and the Streaks get it back.
I tell you, that Schilling, he is a cerebral player. He's averaging 12, 5, and 5. He does a little bit of everything for Sterling.
52-20 is the Warriors' lead. 6:40 to go for the third quarter. Steck inside to Ian, who was held scoreless in the first half. Carter drives down the right side of the lane, uses his body to help shield off and get off a right-handed drive to make it 52-22, but the quick answer by Carter Chance at the other end. Well, he didn't score at all in the first half. Schilling and Claver did most of the offensive damage. So the last thing the Streaks need is another Sterling player to get into the offensive scoring.
Yeah, the Streaks need to do a better job of getting back. They, you know, you score, you got to get back and not celebrate too much.
Almaguer misses the three. Rebound comes back down to him as he drives and got fouled, and Aiden's going to take advantage with a couple of free throws here. Like an Aiden for early candidate for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. He's done some nice things.
Yeah, he's played well tonight.
Lucas Austin picks up foul number two. First of the second half on Sterling as a team. And Almaguer hits the free throw. 54-23. Limited free throw opportunities through the first five games. 3 out of 5. Second one high off the back iron. Bounces straight up in the air and straight down through the cylinder.
Little shooter's roll for Aiden.
Almaguer hits both. Gets a breather. 54-24. Nolan Carl back into the game. Almaguer had his best offensive game at 5 as Sterling travels with it. Andre Claver with a turnover. Fourth of the game on Sterling. So Almaguer with his varsity career high with 7 now. 5:55 to play third quarter. On the inbound, Carl at the deep end of the Sterling bench. Keith has to come all the way into the backcourt. And now Nolan will bring it across midcourt. Behind the back with the dribble, now with the right hand, bounces it right side over to Keith. Right wing, Steck, fires it into the lane. Clary posting up, turns around, shot off the back rim. Unfriendly for the Silver Streaks on the home iron. Austin the rebound, and Sterling in transition throws it through the hands of Chance at the other direction. Again, Sterling gets back quickly, takes advantage of the Streaks' miss on one end.
Yeah, they look to attack right away every single time.
Turn it over in transition. Again, the aggressive turnover. Typically, coaches aren't too unhappy about those.
Not at all.
On the right side, Gino. Cutting. No, Carl had it bounced away from him. Misses the turnaround jumper from the left side. Steck the rebound. The kick out. Dominique finally gets the point. He's gone 6 straight scoreless quarters before finally hitting a 3. First points of the night for Ian Dominique. And it happened on the offensive rebound by Easton Steck under the basket. Keeping it alive. The quick three to answer, and Austin does. The big guy at 6'7", we told you in the pregame he can hit him from the outside, and he does there for the first time tonight, back to a 30-point Sterling lead.
Yeah, the big fellow for Sterling, he does a little bit of everything out there for him.
Soft pass out on the perimeter just across half court. Gino took one step toward the pass, and Billings recognized that soft pass, tried to come up quickly to bat it into the backcourt or steal it away and ended up colliding with Gino and picking up the foul. Second of the game on Billings, second on Sterling here in the second half. 4:40 to go third quarter. It's a 30-point Sterling lead. Gino juggles the ball, gets it over to Easton on the right wing. Easton's been held quiet offensively tonight. He has just 3. Gino shovels it through the lane and it goes off the hands of Schilling and apparently then deflected it over and off the hands of Clary, and the Streaks do turn it over. They're 9th. Kale Ryan back into the game. Carter Chance sits down.
Gino got a little too deep. He's been doing that a little bit too much this season. If he could just stop maybe 2 or 3 feet shorter, make a little bounce pass there, it would have been a lot easier for the big fella to handle.
Easton kicks an intended entry pass out of bounds. And on the kick, Sterling will inbound. 4:18 to play third quarter. 30-point Sterling lead. Warriors will play the game ahead of Galesburg. They'll be in the third game at the Iowa-Illinois shootout a week from Saturday. We're going to see them a lot. They'll play before us there. We'll see them down at Taylorville. The dribble drive in from the right side, too strong by Caden Phillips. And a battle for the offensive rebound between the two football guys in the middle, Austin and Clary. Clary ties up Austin. And the held ball will keep it on Sterling's end. Does flip the arrow, 4:06 to play, third quarter. 57-27 Sterling on the inbound right back to Austin. Shoots an 18-footer, swish.
Oh, he's got a nice touch for a big fella.
59-27, Austin with 11 in the game now, 5 here in the third quarter. Halfway through the third quarter, under 4 minutes to play now. Gino into the front court with a right-hand dribble. Came from the backside. Phillips tried to steal it away. Gino kept the dribble, drives through the lane, kicks out to Nolan, drives from the corner. Good feed to Carter Clary, who lays it up and in.
That was a nice pass coming off the left wing by Nolan into Carter.
6 in the quarter for Clary, 9 for the game. Little hesitation drive by Schilling under the basket. Scoops it up, contact by Steck, and a soft finger roll, spinning it up, gets it through the rim. 5 and a half, 22 for the game for J.P. Schilling. The drive by Gino got too deep again. Somehow the ball found its way to Clary. Missed the shot under the basket. Rebound coming out with it. Schilling, who controls for the Sterling Golden Warriors. Now down the lane. Takes it all the way. Off-balance shot with a left hand. Missed it. Carl with a rebound. Soft pass intended for the Streaks. Ryan steals it away. Now throws it behind Andre Claver, and they give it right back. That soft pass in the open court, Silver Streaks just getting picked off by the cornerbacks routinely through the first 5.5 games of the season. They got away with it there as Sterling in transition threw it away.
No one just needs to bring that ball up himself instead of trying to make a cross-court pass like that.
Gino's a little shaken up. He's going to come out. Almaguer's back in. Jackson Crock-Sibbing, the freshman in the game for the Streaks, along with Steck, Dominique, and Jace Keith. 3 minutes to play, third quarter, 61-29 Sterling. Dominique across midcourt, guarded by Phillips. Found an opening in the lane, right hand right to the basket. Soft off the back iron, but he missed it. Rebound, Cale Ryan. Back comes Sterling. Phillips, the kick out, Ryan has it now. In the lane, spins, scoops it with a left hand, missed it. Rebound tipped out on the deflection to Keith. Good move by Ryan in the lane, couldn't finish it off. Now Keith at the other end, aggressive to the basket. And he got fouled.
Jace got bailed out by the refs there a little
bit. Yeah, he did. I was thinking the same thing.
He jumped in the midair there and kind of got tried to force one up there, and the ref bailed him out.
Schilling, his first foul of the game. Yeah, once Jace went into the air, I thought, I don't know what he's going to do with that. But Schilling reached in and fouled him. So Jace to the line, hits the first free throw. His first point of the second half, 6 for the game. 61-30 Sterling. Sophomores lost tonight. Oh, I didn't write down the score. 62-50, I think.
Yeah, they lost by 12. They were down 28, but made a nice run in the fourth quarter.
They did.
Cut that down to 12.
Keith makes both free throws. And the Streaks want a full timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. 2:32 to play, third quarter. 61-31 Golden Warriors on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Here at Dave's, we get compliments on how clean we are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our Wall of Fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Porter, Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels with you from John Field Gymnasium. Sam Satiski joining us, helping us out with stats. Busy, busy night at Galesburg High School. Band concert going on in the Hegg Performing Arts Center. We've got a wrestling meet going on at home. Galesburg girls bowling team was in action earlier tonight.
Busy night.
It was a busy night. The lack of a pep band in the gym has stolen away a little bit of the atmosphere that we would normally hope for in a conference game at home. I have no doubt it's a great performance under the direction of Andy Empey and a great new facility in the Hegg Performing Arts Center as well. 2:10 to go here in the third quarter. Streaks have switched to a zone coming out of that full timeout.
Looks like an extended 2-3.
There's a drive on the right side. They found an opening with Claver driving. That was his first shot attempt in the second half after scoring 17 in the first two quarters. Shot won't count, though, as he'll go to the line. And the third foul on Almaguer reaching in. Claver to the free throw line. First one up and in. Claver on the season, just 65%, but he's shot more free throws than anybody, even J.P. Schilling. 62-31, second one coming short. Rebound. Ryan had a hand on it, kept it alive for Claver to get his own rebound miss. Right back to Ryan, who can't benefit. Again with a rebound by Ryan. The kick out three by Trevor Deer off the iron. And over the back, Claver comes flying in. Streak's just not able to control the boards, but Claver's foul helped bail him out there. Too many opportunities.
Yeah, offensive rebounding is killing the Streaks again tonight.
Four team fouls on Sterling here in the second half. Third of the game on Claver. Steck will walk it across midcourt with a right hand, crosses over to the left, stops at the free throw line, the dish out to Croc Sibbing for three from the wing, missed it. Rebound tipped out. Last touch by Keith. Sterling will get it back.
Another quick shot by the Streaks. One or two passes and a shot. It's not a good recipe.
Good to see Gino back at the scoring table. He went out a little shaken up. Not sure where he took contact, but he was kind of doubled over earlier, so that got him out of the game. He's back at the scoring table, ready to check back in with a minute 20 to go, third quarter. The drive, the dish, what a look from Ryan. Finds Austin on the right side through the lane, 64-31.
Yeah, they were patient against our 1-2-2 there, got it to the middle and looked opposite and found the guy for an easy layup.
Dominique, right side of the arc, passes off to Steck, trying to go against Claver, crossover dribble, maybe got off with a little push-off, creates some space, and Eastman is able to get in from the right side, his first basket since the first quarter. 64-33, Streaks down 31 with 50 seconds to play in the third quarter. Steck with five in the game.
It's good to see the freshman get some quality minutes here in the third.
And the freshman, Croc Sibbing, guarding Deer out of the wing, the kick out and the three by Claver, who launches it and drains it. Four in the quarter, 21 for the game. 67-33 Sterling. Final 30 seconds of the third quarter. And we'll have a running clock in the final quarter. Keith finds some opening on the right side between a couple of defenders and a reach-in foul as he then took a step toward the basket. He's going to get two free throws. Final 23 seconds of the third quarter. Fourth foul now on Andre Claver. That's been really his only negative in the performance book for Sterling tonight.
Yeah, he's done. They got a lot of guys that do a little bit of everything. I mean, the guys they play well together, and they're very,
they play well together.
Very intertwined as a team.
Yep. Communicate well. Have good court awareness in terms of where their teammates are.
And I guess you'll have that when you return seven or eight guys off a team that
yep.
been playing together for a couple years now.
67-34 as Keith makes one of two. Final 20 seconds of the third quarter. Schilling spins around. A little crossover dribble. Got himself free from Gino. Bit on the fake. And Schilling takes it in from the right side of the lane. 69-34. Final 4 seconds. The dish, left side wing. Almaguer for three. Missed it. And that's the end of the third quarter. We'll have running clock in the fourth from Field Gym. 69-34 Sterling on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342-HEAT.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Three quarters gone at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels here. Silver Streaks trailing Sterling. Gelsberg with the ball to start the fourth quarter. A drive by Gino and a swat out of bounds by Lucas Austin. Streaks will get it back. Galesburg trailing by 35, 69-34 as we have running clock here for the final quarter. Sophomores also lost tonight. Been a rough start in the Western Big Six. On the inbound out to Taylen Davis on the wing. Gives over to Keith out to the corner. Pull it back out. Almaguer dribbles inside. Poked away. Schilling came from the backside. Stole it away. Drives. Lays it up. He's got nine in the half. 26 for the game. J.P. Schilling at the other end. Meanwhile, Gino with a basket and a foul. So he'll get a chance at a three-point play. This league last year just had tremendous point guards. Jeremiah Babers was right at the top in terms of the quality of the point guards. And I mean, you know, we legitimately talked at the end of the year about, you know, you got Brock Harding, J.P. Schilling, J.B. It's like somebody's going to have to be left off the first team, and they all deserve to be there just because the point guards were so deep. Yeah, now to have Schilling back and Harding back.
Tough for the coaches to vote on, I know that.
Battle for the offensive rebound on the Geno miss. Clary got a hand on it at a put back. Streak still can't control, and it does go out of bounds, and Galesburg will get it back. Credit to the Streaks with Clary for keeping that alive.
Carter's played well tonight.
And again, the clock will roll. 71-36, so we pass 8 o'clock here on WGIL. Galesburg Radio 14, Fighting Illini trailing number 2 Texas by 3 with 2:15 to go in that game, 64-61. Keith got around his man, drives in from the right side, then he couldn't finish off the shot. Rebound Christian Beasley for Sterling. Sterling starters are out with this big, big lead. Here's Keith with a midcourt steal, going one-on-one to the other end, and a reach-in foul by Carter Chance will be his first, and Keith will go to the line. Taking advantage of the midcourt steal, trying to get out with it in transition. And he'll shoot 2 free throws with the Streaks down 35.
Looks like the Streaks are going to empty the bench themselves.
5:40 and counting. Jamal Waters, Brandon Lewis to check in. Croc Sibbing's going to come back in. Another frustrating night offensively for Ian Dominique, who scores only 3 tonight after going scoreless in the Moline game. Keith misses the free throw. And all this does is take time off the clock. Leslie Kelly, the fourth, the freshman in for the Silver Streaks. Limits the amount of time the Silver Streaks can get some of these guys some quality playing time late in the game. Keith makes them both now, makes the second one, he's out. All of his 4 points in the second half are from the free throw line. 71-37, under 5 minutes to play. On the right side on the dribble, Trevor Deere curls around to the high post, has it batted away from behind, but it finds its way over to Rowan Workman. Pulls it back up top to Cameron O'Brien. Now Deere with it, trying to work around the screen. Pulls up from the free throw line. Little shot put shot, missed it, but the offensive rebound, Christian Beasley. Passes Deere, back out into the right corner. O'Brien misses the 3, high up and off and in for the rebound by Beasley with a putback. 74-37, the Streaks doubled up by Sterling here with 4:20 to play in the game. Taylen Davis to answer from the left wing. Long rebound after the miss. Bounces out of bounds on the right side. Back to Sterling.
Yeah, it's just a different way to lose. When you get outworked, it's a tough way to lose. And one thing we can control is the way how hard we play and how much intensity we come with. And the Streaks just didn't come with much tonight.
Down the right side of the lane, going around his men and a good feed for the lane, and still it's batted loose, and Brecken Peterson picks it right back up and over to Deere, who flips it up and in from the right side. Well, short recovery time, a couple days of practice, and then back at it on the road at United Township. They were leading Rocky at last check, 33-22. They came back nicely against Quincy, didn't get the job done as a miss by Croc Sibbing at the other end and the rebound by Sterling. They did a nice job coming back in that game. We know UT is going to play tough under head coach Ryan Weber. Here's a miss by Workman and a rebound chased down by Jamal Waters. So the Silver Streaks better come ready to play Friday night and bring the energy, or else the same thing is in danger of happening again. Brandon Lewis with the offensive rebound put back on the dribble drive by Croc Sibbing. 76-39. And the ball batted out of bounds by the Streaks. Sterling will keep it under 3 minutes to play in the game. 2:45 and counting. Streaks down.
Streaks getting a couple more youngsters in the game.
Brecken Peterson out high. Streaks sticking with a man defense. Cody Jones into the game. Working against Tavian Kelly. The dribble, the kick out, the fake left, the drive right by Beasley. The kick out and the three by Tavian Kelly. Missed it. Silver Streaks get the rebound. Up top, Leslie Kelly gets bumped. Kelly coming out for it. Kelly against Kelly. Tavian Kelly for Sterling, Leslie Kelly for the Silver Streaks. Not spelled the same in the last name. K-E-L-L-Y for Tavian Kelly. K-E-L-L-E-Y for the Silver Streaks, Leslie Kelly the fourth. Clock rolling under 2 minutes to play. Kelly to the free throw line. Kelly for the Silver Streaks. Free throw in and out. Rebound Waters. Had a bead on it. Couldn't chase it down in time. Sterling with a rebound. The dribble by Cameron O'Brien with a minute 40 to play. Leaves it off to the right side. Waters comes from the backside. Got a hand on it. Knocked out of bounds right in front of the scoring table. Sterling will keep it.
A lot of credit goes to the Sterling team, Ryan Vasquez, well-coached group. And very, very well-coached, cohesive group.
Steal by Waters out of midcourt.
Nice pass.
Down low to Brandon. Lewis turnaround jumper from the low blocks on a good entry pass feed from Cody Jones. 75-41. Quick three from the corner by Cameron O'Brien. Missed it. Sterling with a rebound. Kick into the left corner. Another miss. And the Streaks' Kelly comes away with a rebound. The feed to the other end. Brandon Lewis drives. And the shot just won't roll down. And that'll about do it. Final 50 seconds. He's going to shoot a couple of free throws here.
We haven't had much time to talk about the running clock. That was not a thing when I played.
No, and it was not.
And I don't know if I'm a fan. These kids work just as hard as everybody else, and they deserve all the minutes they get at the end of games. It kind of takes away from their time to shine, so to speak.
Yep. Been around for a while now. Lewis makes one out of two, and we still do have 20-plus seconds to play. 75-42, and Sterling can just try to dribble out the clock here. And will be able to do so. Final 8 seconds, 75-42 will be the final. Galesburg drops to 2-4 and 0-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. Sterling improves to 2-0 in conference play, 6-1 overall. 45 seconds to play in the Illini game. Number 2 Texas now leading by 5, 68-63. Post game from John Field Gymnasium coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Solvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for healthcare that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at solverahealth.com/Galesburg.
This happy bunch is the Quarterly family. Oh, and Searchlight, their schnauzer. The Quarterlies have their SUV detailed here at Dave's Auto Body every 3 months because...
we busted it!
Now, let's call it an unanticipated get-together with another car. Ooh. But Dave's Auto Body fixed everything good as new.
Better if you count our trunk.
Sorry!
And they got detail for life. You may qualify with your busted vehicle. Detail for life.
Dave's Auto Body.
Schnauzer approved.
You better call Dave's.
Hey, can you get in my purse and grab my eye drops? I can't see anything.
Well, that's something you want the person driving you to say.
Please, my eyes get so dry they hurt. Is that not normal?
Actually, up to 12% of people suffer from chronic dry eye. But in order to treat it properly, you need to find out the exact cause. Kehoe Eye Care offers the Oculus Curatograph, a diagnostic tool designed to more accurately determine the cause of dry eye so it can be treated correctly. Make an appointment with the experts at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
If you drive by and think you're seeing things, I'm here to tell you you're not. This is Kyle Kelly at Ford of Galesburg. Our lot is finally filling up again with new F-150s, Escapes, Explorers, and more. And now through the end of the year, you'll get 0% up to 66 months with FlexBuy on Escapes and Edges, and rates as low as 2.9% for 60 months or 3.9% for 72 months on all new F-150s. Stop out today and see what we've got and find out what's on the way.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Thinking of selling your house on your own? It can be done, especially when you post pictures online and drive people there with radio commercials. For just $150, your home will be advertised on the radio for up to a year. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, this is Michelle Bazzari from WGIL. The Galesburg Express is a Polar Express-themed holiday festival December 10th in downtown Galesburg. This annual event features live performances by local performers as well as a special screening of the Polar Express at the Orpheum Theater. For more details on this and other events, check our community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Short-Term Respite Care, available at Hawthorne Inn Assisted Living in Galesburg to give you a much-needed break from the demands of caregiving for a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia. Mostly cloudy, overnight low at 30. Patchy fog early on tomorrow morning, but otherwise partly sunny and a high of 46. Low at 32 tomorrow night. Thursday, mostly cloudy, rain likely afternoon and a high of 43, and more rain likely Thursday night. It's 35 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
From John Thiel Gymnasium, the bad news tonight. Silver Streaks fall to Sterling 75-42. The good news, and not from John Thiel Gymnasium, but that just happens to be where we are. Illinois with a late comeback, down five with under a minute to go. They have sent the game into overtime against number two Texas, tied at 68.
Let's go.
So, nice little rally there for the Illini, trying to pull off, I guess what you would call a signature win here early in the season between the 17th-ranked Illini. They got a good one over UCLA. Boy, if they can get one over the number two-ranked team in the country, that would be even bigger, especially coming off a loss to Maryland. That was a tough one. 75-42 the final here as the Silver Streaks fall to the Sterling Golden Warriors. Well, we didn't talk during the break, Jason, about our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, but we did talk throughout the game.
Yes,
I know who I'm going with for my choice.
Yeah, I think it's between Aiden and Carter. I'd probably go with Aiden.
Okay. I like Aiden.
Yeah, he played well tonight. He was aggressive.
Well, he got the start, but it wasn't even so much what he did coming out of the start. It was more Silver Streaks were down big in the first quarter, and when Aiden came back into the game, I felt like that was some of his best basketball that he played.
Yes.
We were down big by then, and not as big as it was going to get. Biggest lead for Sterling tonight was 39. But, I mean, the game was getting away from the Silver Streaks, and Aiden, I thought, did some nice things on the floor. He got a couple of baskets to kind of get himself going. He had five there in the second quarter, which doesn't sound like much, but I mean,
knocked down a couple big shots for us.
Yeah, he got a couple of rebounds in there. I thought his defense brought some energy when he came back into the game. So,
yeah, I think Aiden's a good choice tonight.
Those things I like for Aiden Almaguer, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. So we'll go with that. ended up finishing with 7 tonight. We'll run through all the final statistics. Of course, we'll get a word from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson as well when he comes out of the locker room. 75-42 the final. Streaks fall by 33. They're 2-4 on the season and 0-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. Sophomores fell tonight 62-50. We'll take a break here in our post-game show. Come back and again go through the rest of the final stats and talk with the head coach on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
Solvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for healthcare that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at solverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
Post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Let's take a look at the final stats. Team numbers, first of all, Sterling, 33 out of 57 from the field, and only 6 of 21 from three-point range. So that means their two-point basket percentage was out of the world here tonight, 27 out of 36 there. Again, 33 out of 57 overall for the game, still awfully good. Just 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks, 14 out of 44 from the field, 3 out of 14 from three-point range. Silver Streaks made 9 of 21 free throws. Streaks out-rebounded tonight, 37 to 26. Coach Chad Thompson making his way this direction. Something we can talk about, the turnovers, unfortunately, had really no impact on the game here tonight. It had some impact early on. No, Streaks do cut the numbers down, which that's something
to hang your hat on. You know, it gives them something, a little momentum going into Friday night with East Moline.
Hope so. 11 turnovers on the game for Galesburg, 8 for Sterling, so still more than the opposition. Sterling played, again, that whole first quarter without turning the ball over. In fact, we were almost halfway into the second quarter before they did finally throw the ball away for the first time. Illinois now taking a three-point lead over number 2 Texas at 73-70 in overtime. And I don't know, maybe we'll have a chance to get to the end of that game. We'll see. Head coach Chad Thompson joins us now. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, thanks for coming by, as always. When Jason talked with Eric, your brother, at halftime, the energy was the biggest focus. And the disappointment and the energy that we didn't have here early on tonight. How about the second half? Were we better in that area at least?
Saw spurts of it in the second half. You know, that's on us as a staff, us as a program. You know, it's on us to make sure that we come out fiery with energy. It's on every coach that's on that staff. It's on every player that's on that staff. That's not the culture we are. And that was our message to the team at halftime, and we reiterated that message at the end of the game. That's not who we are. It's not who I am. It's not who Eric Thompson is, Steve Hawkins, Brady Landis, or the players. I mean, that's not who Ian or Easton are, any of those guys, you know. And I thought the guys that played at the end, Brandon Lewis especially, came in and competed. So, you know, that's a huge plus for us. Tyree got his first little bit of varsity action tonight. Unfortunately, it's in a blowout loss, but, you know, he went in and competed. Cody Jones doesn't back down from nobody. Jackson and Leslie went right at it just like they're supposed to as young guys, you know, just fearless. So, and like I told the guys in the locker room, you know, It's time for us to identify who we are, and right now tonight we laid down. We got hit first. We laid down and took a whooping for 32 minutes, and that's something that we do not accept, that we're not okay with. And starting tomorrow, I said we create our culture, and that's what it comes down to. If you don't want to be part of that culture, if that's not the culture you want to create of toughness, then you're either gonna have to find it or it's gonna be a long year for you, because that's not who we are. It's not our identity. And like I told them guys, beyond basketball, it's about being a man, because if you think your life's going to go right all the time, you know, there's going to be times where you want to just not go to work. You don't want to do that last final in college. You don't want to go that extra mile to be successful. Those extra miles are awful, but the reward is huge. And right now we're trying to mold these guys as young men that are willing to compete, even when times are tough. And then the basketball part will take care of itself. We have talented basketball players, but right now I feel like our whole team feel like they're walking on eggshells, trying not to make a mistake, cause us to play tentative. And then when things go wrong, our mental toughness has to improve. And that'll come. We'll make sure of that.
Yeah, I think you guys, I mean, one thing you can't hang your hat on tonight is the turnovers. You cut your turnovers down. You can tell you made a concentrated effort to work on that. Just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I said we talked about, like, we talked the quantity and quality of the turnovers tonight. I only, in my mind, I mean, the game, there was a lot of bad, but in my mind, I can only vividly see three really bad turnovers.
Right.
There were a couple plays at half court, and then when Gina lost the ball right under her own rim. Those were three bad turnovers because it directly resulted in a chance we should have scored where they ended up scoring. It was like a 4-point swing, if you will, instead of a two, because we should have had two on the other end. But we cut the turnovers down better. Our offense was really high tonight. We couldn't get inside the 3-point line well. They built a very physically strong wall. You can tell Sterling finds their weight room often. And they built a strong wall that we weren't able to impede. But, you know, at the same time, we did make smarter and for the most part sharper passes. And again, it's that growth piece. Like this, you know, Rome's not built in a day. I mean, I know that saying gets old. I don't like it, but it's an unfortunate truth that, you know, if we have the right guys that are willing to buy in to building and building and building, then at the end of this year, we will have something. And more than that, we're going to have something moving forward because, as you're seeing, you know, juniors, sophomores, freshmen, there's a lot of young guys right now out there as well that we're never going to lower our expectations. We're going to continue to hold you to a high standard day in and day out, practice or game.
We've seen two teams that have done quite a job defensively on Ian Dominique. It's been really, really hard for him to even get any kind of a look. What are you seeing that teams are doing through these first two games that we've got to figure out how to get him better looks at the basket?
Teams are being really physical with Ian. You know, last year he benefited so much from an elite point guard, where this year he's doing a little bit of the point guard, but at the same time he's playing with guys that are – I know Jeremiah scored a lot last year, but he was a pass-first point guard. This year, all of our guards are score-first point guards. So, that includes Ian. So, we've got to do a better job getting to our action quicker. Yeah. We got to be able to throw the ball inside to Carter. Most of Ian's open looks from three are going to be when guys like Aiden, guys like Easton, guys like Carter get the ball deep in the paint and kick it back out to him. I actually really liked a couple of Ian's drives in the second half. I thought there was a couple. Maybe he didn't get a foul call. Maybe he didn't get fouled. I don't know. That doesn't matter. But I really thought he did a good job of making a conscious effort to go to the rim. And then in terms of player development-wise, he's got to grow his game off the pick and roll. I think we saw a little bit of that in the DeKalb game where he got some things going off of that, and it got him into the rhythm with the step-back three, with the mid-range game. But tonight, it's the Big Six. I mean, this is not normal high school basketball. These teams are scouted six or seven times over. We're going to beat up on each other all year, and then we're going to do it again the next year. And you got to grow your game as well, and he has grown it. But when you get thrown into a fire quick, you quickly see where, yes, you might have improved, but you might be a long way away from where you want to be. And the best thing about Ian is he will take care of those things, and he will ask the questions of how. Not just to me and the coaching staff, but he'll take that upon himself. But, no, back to your question, though, you know, we've got to do a better job of getting him open. We really do. Set better screens for him. Make him a screener in some action where they are forced to help off him maybe a little bit. But, yeah, so a lot of different things we can do, and we're going straight to that drawing board because – Like I've said a couple times too, our offense right now is actually forcing a lot of enabling a lot of their points. We are not as bad of a defensive team that's giving up these high numbers. They're getting a ton in transition, and some of our shots are so bad that they're able to really get some things in transition that we're not able to stop. You can't stop when you're running out dunking the ball. So right. We got to do better offensively.
We talked about it a couple times during the broadcast. You know, we take the quick shots and the runouts and the transition it's three games in a row. I mean, it's layup after layup. And like you said, we got to do a better job of controlling the ball when we're on offense and not allowing the runouts.
Yep, absolutely. You know, we talk being aggressive. But, you know, like I said, we can drop two safeties instead of one. There's definitely some things we can do. So the X's and O's part, I really do feel good about the X's and O's part as we learn more about our guys every day and see them in game situations. It's that effort piece and the commitment to doing it every single day that we got to still mold into these guys.
Right.
Thanks for coming by, as always, Coach. Have a good couple of days of practice. We'll
see you
Friday.
Yep. Appreciate it.
Let's go get UT.
Up at East Moline against the Panthers on Friday. We'll close things out when we come back. Final statistics still to come as the Silver Streaks fall to Sterling on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
One of the biggest questions we all have when buying a used car is whether or not we'll be able to rely on it for years to come. When you buy your vehicle from YEM, you have an advantage. This is Sarah YEM. Nearly every pre-owned vehicle we sell at YEM in Galesburg comes with the YEM Advantage program and includes a free powertrain warranty for up to 2 years or 100,000 miles. That means you get the value of buying used and the confidence of buying new at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Final score 75-42. Silver Streaks fall to Sterling. And let's quickly run through the individual scoring. United Township with an 11-point lead over Rock Island halfway through the fourth quarter in that game. Thank you, Sam. And the Fighting Illini leading by three. We may get to that game yet. Late in the overtime, about 30 seconds left, it looks like. So we're going to get through these numbers quickly here. For Sterling, 26 for J.P. Schilling, 21 Andre Claver, and 13 for Lucas Austin. Then you drop down five for Kyle Billings, four for Carter Chance, Caden Phillips, Christian Beasley, Trevor Deer, each with two. For the Silver Streaks, Jace Keith leads the way, along with Carter Clary, each with nine. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Aiden Almaguer with seven, Easton Steck, Brandon Lewis with five each, Ian Dominique three, Nolan Carl, Gino Williams two. We're going to close it out. We're going to get to the Illini. Illinois up five, 35 seconds to go in overtime over number two, Texas. Jason, as always, thank you. We'll see you up at East Moline Friday night.
See you guys Friday.
And Sam Statiski, the junior at Galesburg High School, joining us here for statistical help and working his way into the business here. Let's get to the Illini. Illinois up late in the overtime over number two, Texas. Good night from John Thiel Gym.